It's All Things Considered on IPR News Radio. Good evening, I'm Peter Payette. If you've spent any time on the beaches of Grand Traverse Bay, you've probably seen parasailers soaring across the sky. It's a fun way to get out on the water, but it costs a few dollars. And the parasailing business in Traverse City has a cutthroat side. That came out earlier this year when a hotel owner was accused of extortion. The state attorney general said he intimidated a competitor into paying him big money. That was the version of events that was laid out in court and was widely covered by the press. But the other side of the story was never told, and it paints an entirely different picture. Interlaken Public Radio's Aaron Selbig reports.
Tourists pay big money to go parasailing, about $150 for a 15-minute ride.
All right, who's excited today?
Woo!
That was all right, let's try that again. I said, who's excited today?
Woo!
Captain Chris Pullman of the boat High Maintenance spends his summer strapping customers into harnesses and getting them ready for takeoff.
Here we go. Here we go.
Most Americans, they work 50 or 51 weeks out of the year. They work really hard and anticipate and save up for that 1 week where they get to have a family vacation. And we're blessed enough to get to be a part of that.
Saburi Boyer has owned this business, Traverse Bay Parasail, for 20 years. Boyer looks like he spends his days on the water. He's tan and muscular. He wears dark sunglasses and a Love Michigan hat. Boyer says during the busiest stretch of the summer, he sometimes has more business than he can handle. So it's no surprise that Boyer has competitors on the bay. Just a few steps down the beach from Traverse Bay Parasail is the Park Shore Resort. 6 years ago, Boyer worked there.
It was friendly, yeah. It was a little bit of an arm's length business transaction. I paid him rent, he cashed the check, and that was pretty much it.
The business relationship between the two men went along like that until 2006, when Boyer moved from the beach in front of the Park Shore to Sugar Beach Resort, where he is now. Boyer says Panturo wasn't happy about that. And when Boyer bought out Panturo's son, Casey, that's when the emails and phone calls started. Boyer says Panturo sounded mad, and he threatened to run Boyer out of business.
He was going to offer rides, not for a little less, not for a lot less, but for about a quarter or a fifth of the going rate. He told me that he was willing to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars if that's what it took. He told me that he was certain that at some point in time I would go out of business. It was only a matter of time.
The emails and messages grew more frequent and more threatening. Panturo said he would bury Boyer. He said he would, quote, make him pay. In one email, Panturo wrote, "You instilled this hatred within me, and now you will realize my resolve to witness your demise."
It was personal for him.
The situation escalated for months until a phone call one night in 2014. Boyer says Panturo told him time was up. He was ready to begin his plan to run Traverse Bay Parasail out of business. The only thing that would stop him would be if Boyer agreed to pay him $19,000 a year.
He basically ran over me verbally, and I froze. My wife told me I turned white as a ghost. I froze up, didn't have much at all to say. He told me that he was going to make my life a living hell, that he was going to crush me and everything that mattered to me, and that he was going to bury me by the end of this. And I just froze up and took it, and I realized that he was very motivated to hurt me. Whether that was business or personal, I was in fear.
After the phone call, Boyer accepted Panturo's deal, and he started writing him checks. Brian Panturo has a history of strong-arm business tactics. In 2004, he was accused of inflating the value of four tanning salons he sold in Indiana. Then in 2013, in Traverse City, Panturo was unhappy that his investment in the Tamarack Lodge hadn't panned out, so he hired picketers to stand outside the lodge during the busy summer season. Both of those cases went to court, but none of the charges against Panturo stuck. By the summer of 2015, Saburi Boyer had bigger problems than Brian Panturo.
I thought I had the flu, and I was super stressed about this whole ordeal with Brian. I just thought I was sick from stress. I ended up going into the hospital and finding out after waking up from my medically induced coma that I had leukemia.
Boyer was 34 years old, healthy and fit. The diagnosis was devastating. While Boyer was going through chemotherapy, Brian Pinturo wanted his money.
Brian had been trying to get paid while I was in the hospital. Obviously, I was in a coma. I wasn't writing any checks. He wanted to know where his money was and wanted it now.
Pinturo turned his attention through texts and emails to Boyer's wife, Danielle. And that was the last straw. It was Danielle who finally took the contract to the family attorney, Brace Kern. Kern filed a civil case, alleging Pinturo broke antitrust laws. He also thought the state of Michigan might be interested.
So I contacted the Attorney General, Antitrust Division, sent him a copy of the contract, and said, "What's your opinion?"
In May, the state attorney general's office sent a press release to news organizations all over northern Michigan, announcing extortion charges against Brian Pinturo. It would be the first extortion case tried in the 86th District Court since anyone could remember. Pinturo's attorney, Jonathan Moothart, argued that just because Pinturo said some mean things to Saburi Boyer and threatened to outcompete him in the parasailing business, that does not rise to the level of extortion.
Extortion is unusual to begin with, and this is even more unusual because usually extortion is a burn your house down or break your legs, and that's not present here.
Pinturo faced 20 years in prison. To send him there, the state relied on the emails and text messages Pinturo had sent to Boyer. Prosecutor Matthew Payock read aloud from the letter Pinturo wrote, the one where he said, "You instilled this hatred within me, and now you will realize my resolve to witness your demise."
There's hatred dripping in that letter. And there's also threats to his family. There's threats to go after his wife.
Yeah, I mean, I should have been a little bit more diplomatic.
After weeks of trying to get his side of the story, Brian Pinturo invited me to talk. We sat down at the dining room table in his lawyer's home on Elk Lake. He laid down a stack of documents that never made it into court, emails and text messages from Saburi Boyer. The first thing he showed me was the actual contract they signed. This is the $19,000 contract that we heard so much about in court, the one Boyer said he signed only under intense fear and pressure. The contract was drawn up by Saburi Boyer.
You know, this whole conversation about how the contract came to be, he tells a completely different story, that it was your idea, that you pressured him to sign it. He told me in great detail about the final phone conversation you had. He told me that he was so intimidated by you that by the end of that phone conversation, he was shaking.
I think when you review all the emails and text messages, you'll see there's no indications whatsoever of fear in his voice. Saburi's been an aggressive, diligent businessman his entire life, and that's completely out of character for him. I couldn't intimidate him if I wanted to.
Pinturo and his attorney say Boyer was aggressively pursuing a plan to become the only parasailing operator on Grand Traverse Bay. First, he bought out Casey Pinturo. Then he got aggressive with Dave Odell, a parasailing operator in Florida who was considering opening up shop in Traverse City. In a text message to Odell in May of 2014, Boyer said, quote, "Don't mess with me in Michigan. There's no way I'm going to let you get away with putting a boat in my hometown without coming after you in every way I know how that's legal." After Odell backed down, Boyer offered to buy out another competitor, Eric Harding. Harding rejected Boyer's offer, and Pinturo says that's when he first heard from Boyer.
He offered me three options. One was, I'll rent space from you on your beach, which I was not interested in. One was, you send your customers to me and I'll give you a commission, which I wasn't interested in. And the third option he offered, in the words he put it in, was, how about if I pay you to do nothing? And I sat back and said, well, keep talking.
Text and email records show no animosity during the contract negotiation. Boyer was trying to sell Panturo on the contract, saying he should take it so he wouldn't have to hassle with vendors or parking. In one email, Boyer said, quote, "I think my proposal is more than fair. Please let me know what you think." They finally settled on a deal, and Boyer drew up the contract.
After we structured our deal and we went away, everything was fine. And 18 months later, he defaulted on our deal. And when he defaulted, I knew the mistake I made getting into a relationship with him.
Panturo says the only reason things got heated between the two men was because Boyer stopped paying. He says he did pursue Boyer for the money he was owed, and he admits he used language that he regrets now. But he had no clue how far things would go until several weeks later, when he got a phone call from his office.
My secretary called me one day and asked me what on earth is going on, because we had six armed state officers in black jumpsuits with guns and badges knocking on the door saying, "We're doing a search of your corporate offices."
Last month, Judge Thomas Phillips threw out the extortion charges against Brian Panturo. Phillips called Panturo's behavior, quote, "nasty, mean-spirited, and reprehensible," but he ruled that nothing he did was illegal. Panturo's attorney, Jonathan Muthart, is happy about the verdict, but he notes that since it was a hearing and not a full trial, the court and the public never got to hear the full case against Saburi Boyer.
We never really got to tell our side of the story. Indeed, today is really the first time that's occurred. And so I wouldn't put too much stock in statements of judges, as much as I respect them, who really haven't heard everything yet.
State's attorneys have declined to comment on whether they'll appeal to the circuit court. After speaking with Brian Panturo, I tried for weeks to contact Saburi Boyer. I told him I needed to speak with him about what Panturo had said. I didn't hear anything for a while. And then...
Hey, Aaron.
Saburi?
Saburi? Yeah.
I caught Boyer in an airport, and our connection wasn't very good. I guess a good place to start is the contract that you guys signed. That contract was drawn up by you?
I guess if you want to be technical about it, I produced the physical contract, yes.
Boyer says he did write the contract, but he did it under duress and in terms that were dictated by Brian Panturo. He also says there's a big difference between what was said in emails and what was said over the phone.
Brian has shown aggressive behavior, not just towards me, but towards many others in Traverse City, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the tanning business. So it's really convenient for him to say that I'm the aggressor, but I'd like you to point out one thing that I said that was aggressive, one thing that I did that was aggressive.
Boyer says this experience has been hard on him, and it's taken a toll on his marriage. Panturo is glad the criminal case against him was thrown out, but the damage is done.
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, it weighs on you heavy. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking through the facts and the details, and it's been a long, hard process.
Panturo says he's paid thousands of dollars in attorney fees, and after his name and mugshot were all over the news, his business suffered.
Saburi lied to everybody. He took the facts on the table. He manipulated them to the point where he appeared to be the victim. And the fact that it could run this far, this long, and cost this much money is just inconceivable.
Panturo and his attorney are now considering a lawsuit against Saburi Boyer. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.